It was the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign that initially asked the state judicial commission to investigate how Ziegler ruled in cases where she had a financial conflict of interest. WDC Director Mike McCabe says judges ought to be held to the same standards lawyers are when it comes to ethical lapses. But after reviewing 6 years' worth of penalties the court has imposed on attorneys and judges, he found a double standard. Lawyers get their licenses suspended while judges get reprimanded.
It looks as though they're taking care of their own. The judges are getting the least severe forms of punishment routinely, whereas lawyers are getting more severe forms of punishment. When you get your license suspended, you're having your ability to do your job and practice your profession taken away from you. That's a pretty severe punishment.
And it's one McCabe says the court should apply even-handedly to judges as well. He says the court should think long and hard about the precedent they will set if they are too lenient in disciplining the state's first Supreme Court justice ever to be sanctioned.
That sends a message to the public that the most high-ranking judges are not being held accountable, and it sends a message to all the other judges in the state that you can take the ethics rules with a grain of salt, because if you break the rules, not much is going to happen to you. That's a horrible message to send.
There is no timeline for when the court will rule on Ziegler's sanction. The Office of State Courts released a statement saying simply that Ziegler's six colleagues on the bench will take up her case in due course. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.